Well, Professor Waikare Moana Waitoke is with us. Waikare Moana is a professor in Māori Studies at Waikato University and a senior clinical psychologist, Shiha Swingati Hako, and is a co-founder of He Paaka Totara, which is the Māori Psychologist Society. And many of them are gathered as we speak in Tamaki Makaurau for a 10-year celebration, Wānanga. Thanks for joining us on the program, Te Tuhine, Waikare Moana. Ngā mihi, ko Dale, tēnei.
Morena.
Welcome.
Morena, Dale.
Tēnā koe.
Morena.
This didn't happen in the past because it wasn't a society as such, but 10 years ago there was a move to gather regularly and wānanga. Might you tell us a little about setting up the organisation, which now I think has maybe over 100 members of E Paaka Totara? What's its story and journey? Waikare Moana?
Oh, kia ora. Kia ora. Well, the story started well before 10 years ago. It was at the time that we came together at Tokorangi down in Fielding, and we met there to really establish ourselves and form, I guess, a collection of psychologists. And they're across the mutu, they're across disciplines, includes students as well, and it really is just a place for us together and do the mahi that we know is really important for Māori communities and Māori tauira, Māori practitioners. So that's kind of like really the impetus is, and I've talked about this before in other places, is that Māori representation in psychology is still really low. And yet when we come out of psychology, we need a place to gather, we need a place to collect our mātauranga, and we need a place to do work that's of real transformation for us.
Tēnā koe, bearing in mind many of our people have issues and need some support, counselling, some perspectives, some professional tautoko. Psychology is known as the scientific study of the human mind, brain function, and observable behaviour. So that's okay. All of those who are involved here have been through academic studies to get their tickets, if you will. But we all too carry into the room our taha Māori. And so I'm intrigued by the deliberate weaving of thought patterns and mātauranga. That all who would be involved in this rōpū Waikare Moana would carry instinctively or by osmosis, I guess. How would you describe what Māori psychologists have as taonga that is more than just the academic quals?
Oh, what a beautiful question. It is a taonga. And when you defined what psychology is about the brain and observable behaviours and so on, for Māori, a Māori worldview, and this is not a worldview that all Māori hold, of course, so, you know, people choose to hold on to Māori worldviews or they have access to Māori worldviews in different ways. What we've wanted to do is to step away from that very biomedical understanding of psychology to a more relational view of psychology. Now, if you remember a few years ago, there was a really big pushback, and there's an ongoing pushback against mātauranga Māori being viewed as a science. And so it's not that we you know, we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, but what we are actually really looking to do is to create a really Māori-informed psychology, one that is grounded in our ways of knowing, being and doing. And so we're not so much, I mean, there's parts of infusing into a mainstream model, but there's also carving off a path that is distinct from a mainstream model. What we're looking at is, you know, doing both, but really prioritising like the needs of our communities and not assuming that because we train in psychology that that's actually the model that we have to use. We can use multiple models.
Yeah, and so we have this added strength. We're working often with our own, which is very appropriate, but I guess at times can be working in relative isolation, just because there'll be pockets of people working in the psychology sort of sector up and down the country. How important is it then that every now and then you get together, as is the case at the moment here in Tamaki, and might you be kind enough to tell us about some of the lead kai korero and some of the insights that have been shared with this wānanga? Tell us a little more about, you know, who is there and why it is important to come together every now and then, Waikaremoana.
Oh, thank you. One of our, we've got a, you know, we've got over 200 registered psychologists, and a lot of them are lecturers, and so we've got, you know, Dr. Tanya Cargo, Ainsley Cribb, we had Pikihuia Pomare, Simon Bennett, and all of these leaders, you know, they've really helped to build the discipline of psychology for Māori, and you know, their contributions is, you know, it's been incredible. What our Māori tauira need to see are Māori lecturers, Māori psychologists, Māori professors. And you'll know that work that Tara McAllister and co did a few years ago that counted the number of Māori professors in psychology, and you know, they were sitting at around 4%. And so we need to be visible. And so the kōrero that we shared is kōrero that is not visible in psychology. So we had taonga pūoro, we had rongoā, we had it was such a powerful day, and I reflected that a lot of the work that was shared yesterday is not visible in mainstream psychology. So it was a very affirming, wairua-filled space that I know our tauira and our practitioners appreciated.
Yeah, and let's just direct that aroha for our ways to those that you are working with. We have a lot of mental health distress in our communities at a very, very challenging time. Economically, I don't think our country has been in worse shape for decades, Waikaremoana, and this is proving difficult. Can't find jobs, housing's poor, health is poor, education things are challenging, transport, etc., etc. It just sort of loads up, and at times people need help. What are you seeing on the ground? How are our Māori clinicians and clinical psychologists reacting to the increased pressure that social issues are resulting in our communities? Waikaremoana?
You know, the thought that comes to mind is distress. Our practitioners are distressed at the heavy, and I'd say it's oppression that is put on our people, and we can't find jobs, the jobs are really deliberately taken away from people. So access to employment, access to housing, access to a livable wage, access to clean water, to food, you know, these human rights have been taken away by you know, policies that I would say that this government has created. In previous governments, it's not, you know, you can never blame one government. But what we're expected to do is to pick up the pieces from these policies, and it places a huge burden on our practitioners, because we know that actually the solutions to the distress that they're feeling, that's been embedded in our communities for generations, they're resolvable. And they're not resolved through an interaction between a clinician and our whai ora alone. We can help with, you know, certain aspects of that, but actually they're going straight back into these communities that have been, I would say, decimated, and are being decimated, at least the access to the basics. And how can we be expected to fix these issues when a lot of it has been created?
Tēnā koe. Our guest today is Dr. Waikaremoana, Waituki, one of the founders of He Pāka Tōtara. Just two quick things. I don't know. I'm curious about the gender balance in Māori studying psychology and the numbers that you see interested in this field and therefore looking to get their higher qualifications. And also, might you touch on the need to stay safe yourself? I mean, if you're hearing constantly day in and day out the hara of our people, it can be very taumaha, it can be very weighty emotionally, surely, on those who you know, hear these harrowing tales. And has there been some consideration as a collective of how you might maintain emotional stability and safety yourselves, you know, amidst of all of the darkness, if you will, that you're exposed to in your working lives? Any thoughts there, Tuahine?
Yeah, well, that's what we are wanting to create with the He Pāka Network, and the work that we've done over the years is to draw on our mātauranga to help with kaupapa like COVID. So really active during COVID, helping our communities. And I guess it's about the support that we are able to bring to each other that is grounded in, you know, our understanding of our realities. And that well-being also means that we recognise those systems that are creating that. So I think if we just said, you know, took a very individualistic view of what well-being is, we would miss those, you know, those broader structures that create. And so I think it's important that we understand the systematic issues, the systemic racism, the ongoing colonisation impacts. And because if we just went, okay, we'll do meditation or something, and I'm just saying, throwing that one, it's the first one that comes to my mind. But these self-help initiatives are not, they're helpful, but we actually need community help initiatives. So these wānanga help us to understand that we are relational, that we do need each other, to create the knowledge that we are then wanting to use with our whānau. So we're not taking an individualistic model, using it on ourselves, learning more and more about it, and then putting it on our clients. We're looking at relational models that are across generations.
It's been neat catching up with you, Waikato Moana. Thanks very much. And thank Ainsley as well for getting in touch. We just thought it was appropriate to acknowledge this 10-year gathering of He Pāka Tōtara, which Waikato Moana helped to found, and it just gives some connection and membership to our clinical psychologists who are working up and down the country, Māori. Lovely to have a kōrero with you, Tuahine. Thanks so much.
Can I just say one thing? Aroha mai. Yes, aroha mai. I'm just going to do a shout-out to our co-founder now, Carrie Clifford and her tāne, Nirvana, who've just had a baby called Tiro. Ngā mihi ki a kōrua.
I think that's the best way to say farewell. The welcoming of a new pepe. Tēnā koe. Thanks, Waikato Moana. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā
koe. Thank you.